Public hearing this evening is case number 12261. William Barry and Ollie Jean Cregan seek variances from the front yard setback, side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Tyler Avenue, approximately 25 feet south of Lincoln Drive in the Cape Windsor subdivision. The 911 address is 38736 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 33.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.3-foot variance from the required 5-foot front yard setback for an existing shed, a 3.6-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard for a small lot for existing stairs, a 6-foot variance and a 5.8-foot variance from the required 15-foot rear yard setback for a screen porch, and a 3.2-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for existing HVAC equipment. Staff would note that the application included 7 letters of support from adjoining property owners. Since then, we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is William Cregan, 38736 Tyler Avenue in Selbyville.
And do you swear? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
100% the truth.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Tomasetti.
Good evening. I represent Mr. and Mrs. Cregan. Mr. Cregan is here tonight to present some testimony and respond to any questions. Just to give you a little bit of background, the previous owners, Mr. and Mrs. Nichols, they purchased this property in 1992. 25 years ago, they were before this board on October 17th of 1994. They came before the board at that time because they were taking off the mobile home and placing a nanocoke home on the property. When they came before the board, they needed a 5-foot variance to allow a screened-in porch to the rear of the property, same screened-in porch we're talking about tonight, and also a 5-foot variance to allow the nanocoke home to be placed in violation of the setbacks on the side yard. So they, at that time, they also showed the shed on the drawing that I've attached from that hearing. And the shed was, in their drawing was shown, it was an 8 by 12 foot shed. It was 5 feet from the front of the property line. That's what was shown. Both variances were granted. The house, the screened-in porch, and shed were placed on the property, and a certificate of occupancy was issued to Mr. and Mrs. Nichols for the home and the porch. However, what their drawings failed to show were steps and HVAC. So that was not shown on the original drawing when they came before this board some 25 years ago. 24 years later, when then-widowed Phyllis Nichols sells the property to Mr. and Mrs. Cregan, a new survey is done by Simpler Survey, which I've attached. And what that survey shows is that the rear screened-in porch is actually 14 feet or 14.2 feet from the rear property and not 15 feet. The shed is located 3.7 feet from the front of the property and not 5 feet. And the new survey shows steps and HVAC, which they didn't present to the board at that time some 25 years ago. So we're here tonight to seek the variance to correct these errors that have occurred when it could be also from the the survey work as well, because the survey work 25 years ago wasn't as detailed as today, so that could be one of the issues. But the survey does speak for itself. So attached to the application is a copy of the decision of the board in 1994, the deed to Mr. and Mrs. Cregan when they purchased the property last year, the new survey. There's also attached some building photographs that show the location of the home on the property. And the one thing is to call your attention to in one of the drawings, if you look at one of the drawings, it shows the rear of the property. And what it shows is that the view down the lagoon. If you look down the lagoon, there are other screened-in porches that are actually much closer to the lagoon than the Cregan porch that was placed on the property by Mr. and Mrs. Nichols. Also in the picture, you'll see the neighbor's shed, and we're not contending there's no problem with the neighbor. She's in support of her application, but you'll see her shed is located almost on the property as well, my client's property. There's letters, as was said at the outset, from neighbors and also from the Cape Windsor Association showing no opposition. If we look at the standards that we have, we look at the uniqueness of the property. And first, the lots in this community, they vary from 40 feet to 50 feet. Now, this lot is a 50-foot lot, somewhat shallow, though. So this lot's a little bit on the shallow side, but it is a 50-foot lot. We look at the practical difficulty due to these conditions and not any provisions of the zoning ordinance. The property could not otherwise be developed. There is no possibility property can develop in strict conformity with the zoning ordinances. These variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Now, the as I said also, these were not created by Mr. Cregan, the applicant. They actually were, they were actually the screened-in porch, the shed, the HVAC, and steps were placed on the property by Mr. and Mrs. Nichols. So they weren't placed by the applicant. Certificate of occupancies were issued for the home and the screened porch. The practical difficulty, I said before, was not created by Mr. and Mrs. Cregan. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, the shed, the porch, and the HVAC and steps have been in that same location for between 24 and 25 years. So it really is not causing an issue. And by showing the picture and not picking on the neighbor, just to show that other neighbors also are somewhat not conforming, so it's going to fit in that character of the neighborhood of Cape Windsor. We're also seeking the minimum variance possible. Again, Nichols were before the board, they were seeking 5-foot variance in the back. We're just seeking that difference because the new survey showed 14 feet versus 15 and 14.2. Same thing with the shed. They weren't seeking a variance at that time because they thought their shed was 5 feet when it happens to be really 3.7 feet from the front of the property line. And I'm not sure, and I've been before this board before, why people fail to show HVACs and steps when they come before the board, but
it's only been something of question of recent.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why that was not shown when you're putting on a property, because you have to have access and have that. So again, these are the least modifications possible. So we believe we've met the criteria for these variances. Mr. Cregan, is there anything you want to add to the board that I've said?
Yeah, no, everything's factual. Yeah.
And everything I've said is you agree with is correct?
100%.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Other questions from members of the board?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You've made no improvements to the property since you bought it in October.
That is correct.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? And is there anyone in opposition to this application? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,261. We've had cases in this in Cape Windsor before, and we know that there are issues. It is unique, cannot otherwise be developed, and it's certainly not created by the applicant. They're asking for a minimum variance and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
And I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reason that's stated.
Ms. Meir.
You
Ms.
did not. you're in trouble. Aye. For my reasons.
And I, too, from the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.